everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with just a quick one here today to tell you about why you should be joining us for Claim to Fame Season 2. And now here is my co-host of this podcast, just like the show Claim to Fame has two hosts. It is my partner in crime over on the Hit or Quit podcast. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I am so good. Am I the like Frankie / Franklin Jonas and you're the Kevin Jonas? You're definitely more famous than me. So I think that that's the situation here. I'm very excited. I can't believe it snuck up on us. Here we are in like approaching late June and Claim to Fame is returning. Can't believe has it been a close to a year.
Almost exactly. Claim to Fame last summer. We checked it out. Didn't really know what it was. For the uninitiated, Claim to Fame is a show where the relatives of famous celebrities are living in a house trying to figure out who the other players in the game are related to while trying to hide the identity of the famous person that they are related to. We covered season one every week and greatly enjoyed that. And we were so excited to hear when Claim to Fame got renewed for season two. And this Monday night, we'll be kicking off our coverage of season two. Jenny, how pumped are you?
I am very pumped. That was such an unexpected joy from last summer where we were doing, before Hit or Quit was a thing, we were just kind of dabbling in, you know, new reality shows just to see what was fun. And we thought that this was going to be a terrible show. And boy, were we wrong.
Forget Joe Jonas. We were talking about Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. And so this came into our lives and it was like giving a little bit of everything. It had like really great characters who were also just sort of normal people and like not there to become famous. They just happened to have relatives that are famous. People like the casting in season one was impeccable. Everyone was there to play the game. Everyone was like super fun personalities. The bar is high, but like if I had to describe it to, this is maybe not a great description, but like if you're familiar with Big Brother, like imagine you have a house full of Frankie Grande. So someone with a famous relative, but in this case, they're actually—
Is it Franklin like, Grande?
Franklin Grande. And they're trying to, their life in the house is hinged on the other people not finding out who their famous relative is. So this would be really hard for actual Frankie Grande because he was very excited for people to find out that he was related to Ariana Grande.
Yes.
But it is like same kind of thing where it's like, you can't vote me out unless you figure out who I'm related to.
Yes.
So it's very fun.
And so what was really fun about the show, and I think that what Claim to Fame does differently than almost any of the other shows that we talk about, is that there's really like two layers of what's going on. There's the layer of the people that are playing the game that has turned out to be like somewhat strategic in terms of alliances and who people are gunning for and trying to get people eliminated from the house. But also, we ourselves are playing along, and many times we don't know who the actual people are, and there are clues for us where we are trying to guess along with the players in the show about who the famous celebrities are. And so that is a really fun part of this process, and I'm very much excited to do it again this summer.
Yeah, it's like a game for us while also, so if you love the social dynamics and the strategy that you get from some of these other shows, and then you also get like rebus puzzles and like little clues hidden in everything, and you have your own side missions of like trying to figure, like, yeah, you're trying to figure this all out for yourself as well. And what I should add is in season one, they, we knew the identities of like about maybe like a third or half of the contestants. So some of the people, like even in the first episode, they revealed to the audience who some of these people were. So you got like introductions like, I'm so-and-so's like, you know, grandson or whatever. But in this, how they're doing it differently for season two is We're all in the dark. We will be finding out the identities of everyone at the same time at these. What were the ceremonies called again? I always forget. Like the. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
It's we'll basically like next week.
It'll come back to me. So they have these
guess off.
Yes. The guess off. Thank you, Sam Moore, for having our back there. So yeah, you have these little guess off ceremonies where someone will get eliminated. So we, the audience, are going to be finding out at the exact same time. So we get to really spend time figuring this out. Which is really fun. It's really, really fun. And I think we had like such a great time last summer, you know, with the listeners. People had spreadsheets with like keeping track of the clues. It's like a murder mystery and a reality show. Like it is those. Just a full fun experience. Yeah. And I never knew that I was going to love a show so much.
Well, the show kicks off season two this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So you can check that out, I'm sure. And also on Hulu and everywhere that you can get ABC streaming. But the podcast, if you are listening to this in one of your podcast feeds, you're probably all set. But if you are looking for a dedicated feed for Claim to Fame, we have a brand new Claim to Fame podcast feed where you can also check out our podcast from season one. Go to robinsonwebsite.com/fame feed for that. We really do appreciate your star ratings and subscriptions and reviews here at the start of the season, because it helps more Claim to Fame fans find our show. That's at robhasawebsite.com/fame feed. The stars are free for you to give, so don't be stingy with your reviews. robhasawebsite.com/fame feed. Jenny, what else do we need to set up about Claim to Fame?
It's like I historically do not care about challenges on reality shows. Mm-hmm. I often black out or pay attention to Twitter or I find the challenges on this show are actually worth watching because you are getting clues. You're getting information.
Right.
So and they're simple. I find, it's like, they're kind of like carnival gamey. Like they're not boring to watch. They're easy to follow. They're funny. Like it's really good. Kevin and Franklin as hosts are really fun. Their dynamic as brothers is like really great. Like it's just a really well put together show. And I think that like the testament to it being like a hit was we were very worried that we would never get to see this again. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh my gosh, can they do this again? Did enough people watch it? It was hidden from the masses last season at a like 10 p.m. Eastern time slot. We're at 8 p.m. now. Prime time, baby. Yeah. And it makes me think like I did see a trailer that said A-listers. I don't know if I mean, I don't know where to rank people in the letter lists, but apparently the celebrities are definitely going to be like A-list people that
people
we will
that
recognize.
Are on A-list somewhere.
They are on some sort of list. It mm-hmm. could be A-list. So I'm hoping that we have some like big fun names, but more importantly, I think because of the exposure the show got, that I'm hoping that the casting pool was even stronger because they would have had to cast this show kind of like behind the scenes for season one. Whereas like they put out a casting call at the end of, you know, the first season. So I'm really hoping that we got not only like recognizable celebrities that we're going to be able to like actually think of and come up with the clues, but most importantly, please, please give us the incredible characters. We want people that should be on reality
TV. It was well cast. Yeah.
And it was very well cast last season. So I have high hopes that with a wider pool that perhaps they got some even better casting, which is, I mean, a very, very high bar. But I think that, you know, I have very high hopes given the fact that like they might have had more connections based on the, you know, like the fact that the show had done well and people were watching it. So
okay,
that is my hope here.
All right. Well, let's leave it there. Okay. This Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, will be the premiere of Claim to Fame. And then Jenny and I will be live with a recap right after the show at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. And so you can join us live here on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. And make sure you're subscribed to our podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/fame feed. Of course, check out Jenny and my other coverage on the Hit or Quit podcast, where we are currently talking about other celebrities, not their relatives, but themselves, as we are covering Stars on Mars as well in the Hit or Quit podcast feed. And Jenny, we're blessed.
We're full eating right now.
We're eating.
We are eating. Yeah. I'm, you know, this is a great time. I'm very happy to be having, you know, a show that I'm enjoying covering with you, at least so far, in Stars on Mars. And now we're cruising into, you know, the sweet little baby, Claim to Fame, that, you know, we never expected to be what it is. And yeah, I'm feeling very, very happy, with what we've got. Big Brother Who? I can wait till August. It's fine. Yeah, we got Claim to Fame, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for checking out this really quick little tapas size podcast talking about our Claim to Fame coming up this Monday night. Hope to see you there. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.